Area Voices tells the arts, culture, and history stories of northern Minnesota. Diamond Nispel is a LaPorte area painter. Her exhibit, Wild Whimsy of the North Woods, is currently on show at the McGrosty Art Center in Grand Rapids. It's a collection of vibrantly colored works inspired by the biodiversity of the natural world. And she's with us now to tell us more about that and her journey as an artist. Good morning, Diamond.
Good morning.
Congratulations on your show at the McGrosty.
Thank you. It's pretty special. I'm pretty stoked about it, so thank you.
Yeah, well, tell us about Wild Whimsy of the North Woods.
Okay, so it's basically exactly what it said. It's very whimsical, it's very wild. and it's you also gave a very good intro to it. It's totally just about embracing the beauty of the wild world exactly as it is, but also kind of how it feels when you go out there, because I don't know, the way I see the world, if you see the show, it's realistic-ish, but it's also super designy and illustrative, and that's how that's kind of how I see the world when I go out into it. It kind of looks like this really beautiful, magical thing, so I tried to capture that, and I went really down the magical side. It's about that, and it's supposed to make folks who are looking at it see kind of that part of nature, the part that, like, when the leaves, you know, when they're laying a shadow down, it kind of looks like a light show at a music festival or something, like the way that the shadows move. It's about that. That's what Wild Whimsy is about.
So, Diamond, hi, good to talk to you. You've had a lot of experiences in life. You've done some traveling. What are influences for what's coming out on canvas? What's your process? What's your thought process?
Okay. So I have traveled a lot, and I've also listened to a lot of really cool music, and I think that both those things inspire the show. I'd say that a lot of my influence, even though it might not be visible, I don't know if it can be, is, you know, old 70s albums and the record covers. And then also that music. And I know that I'm influenced to see how beautiful this one particular spot is in Minnesota, because just the state of Minnesota and all of our northern Minnesota charm, because of the fact that I went to other places and I got to see how cool those were. And you see a lot of paintings of whales and dolphins and, you know, little sea otters. And I kind of wanted to focus in on exactly what's around us and how beautiful that stuff is. So I think that's where some of the inspiration comes from, is making sure that we're looking where we're at. And also, yeah, then the design elements of being kind of a graphic design illustrative background with a huge love for rock and roll.
So you're painting on canvas. You have a certain technique and a style that comes through when you look at the painting. Tell me what you're doing with that. And there's a texture there that.
Okay. I'm glad you see that, because it seemed accidental when I started, but I don't do, so the way I do my paintings is I don't start with a sketch, and I kind of have an idea in my head, and then I start to sketch with my paintbrush, so everything looks really, really rough when I first start, and then I kind of sculpt the subjects, and then eventually, whatever it is, gets enough layers and enough sculpting that it looks realistic to me and good enough. And then usually I move on to the rest of the painting, and I always end up coming back to the thing I thought was good enough and done. And so it gets like so many layers. And I know that one technique I learned without realizing it was a technique was that if I use a mixture of thick and thin paint, and I use acrylic paint, so my paintings are allowed to be sculpted, where oil paint, you can do that, but oil paint, you know, it stays wet. In watercolor, you can't really do that. You only got one go over, maybe two. But with acrylic, I'm able to go over it pretty fast. In an evening, I can go over the same spot, you know, a lot of times. So it just builds up the layers. And so I use a mix of the thick and the thin paint, and thin paint as well in glazes. So then I just kind of layer it. Eventually it looks real. And I didn't realize that would be a style thing, but I really liked it when I started doing it, and then I started to learn the terms for it. So that's kind of where I'm at. And then I know that another thing that ends up happening is I cover up the main subject with different leaves and stuff that came to my mind, leaves and butterflies and different foreground objects as I go. So then it ends up getting really chunky texture in the foreground. And I like that.
Yeah. Diamond, how did you realize, or when did you realize that art was going to be such a big part of your life?
So when I was around, I guess when I was a kid, I realized it. When I was around 11 or something, I checked out a book from the library on how to do portraits, real life portraits, which is where my love for realism came in. And at the same time, I was working on a really large series of comics that I have tucked away in a folder right now. But so there was this fun, whimsical comic style mixed with this realism. But I was always really focused on where shadows and shading would be appropriate. So I think that's when it started. And then when I think it was like 2013, I moved to Grand Rapids, Minnesota, and I started working at the McCroskey Art Center as the artist in residence there. And then I realized, oh, you can make money at this. And then I was able to get better. That's actually when I started to learn how to paint, because I didn't really have much for painting when I was in school. So that's where the painting journey started. But knowing I wanted to be an artist happened sometime when I was a little wee tyke.
Yeah. How did painting, what was it about painting that made you seize that as your medium of choice?
Yeah, that's a good question. I've been thinking about that a lot. I know that I love pencil and I love ink work, which is what I was doing before. And I do love them for exactly what they are when I want to do them, but I don't like that I have to be super precise and patient in the moment. I'm very precise when I paint, and I've been trying to figure out how to loosen up a little bit or something, because I always think things aren't good enough, so I keep going over them. But anyway, I think that I like that I can do that over a period of time, so it doesn't... I decided I liked paint because I didn't have to sit there in, like, anxious fear, like, oh, no, I messed up the nose. My eraser, I've already erased 6 times now. Now there's a huge hole in the paper. So instead of that, I could just keep painting over it. I think that's where it came from. And it's one of the reasons I want to try other media, because I'm kind of wondering if that's why I'm doing what I'm doing with acrylic paint. But yeah, I know that's why I'm not a huge fan of watercolor. I can do watercolor, but you only get one or two things. And it's loose. It's not a brush and a pencil are nice, and you can just be precise with them. I like that. But I like the paintbrush one. For the other reasons I listed.
Since you have some of that flexibility with painting, how do you know when you're done? Or is that the eternal question going through your mind?
Yes, it is. I think that I decide that I'm done with a painting when sometimes it I know I'm done. It's not, I don't know how I know when I do. It's kind of magic when I know I'm done and I can be done. But other times I have to set it away for, you know, a week or two or more, and then come back to it and look at it for a while to see if it still strikes me as done. And a lot of times it gets, it gets tweaked more. But eventually when I know there's not many more tweaks I can do, I mean, even when I was looking at the artwork at the McCroskey, I was noticing things that I was keeping to myself so as not to ruin the experience for the viewers, but I was like, oh man, that thing could have been painted more. So that's something that they always say about artists, you never think your art is done, and I think that's true of me.
What's it like being at the McCroskey as people are coming through and commenting, or do you give tours and explanation? What's happening there when you're there?
Well, so it was the opening that I went to on the 4th was super, super magical. I maybe attempted to give tours, but I wasn't very good at doing that. So I just kind of gave people. So the way it works is that the show goes clockwise throughout the period of a day. So it starts at 6:30, I think, in the morning when the birds start singing, and then it goes till I think it goes till 11:30 in the evening. But I wanted people to go clockwise, but it's kind of hard to achieve that. There ended up being a large crowd of people there, which was very exciting. So I basically just let people do what they wanted and figured they'd figure it out. But the more amazing thing was that I thought it worked that way, and I was like, you know, I it's my first big gallery show, so I kind of thought that would be that excitement and that thought and that cool idea I came with, up with. I thought that'd be the reason people would be drawn in the most, but they were really drawn into just looking at individual pieces, and I was so stoked to see humans stand in front of these pieces I've spent so many hours in front of, and they were just staring at some, you know, some of them were for just a few seconds and I could see them stare in and lean in and look really good. Some of them were there for like many minutes looking at one piece, and some people came back multiple times to look at a piece when people would crowd them out. So that was magical. And I kind of think letting them do what they wanted was good. And then a lot of people did come up and talk to me and ask me questions. I wonder if I should have done more with touring, now that you say that. The other artist, Vern Northrup, who has a really great body of work about photography that is about seasonal changes. Mine is a day change throughout one day. His is time changing with seasons. He was doing such a beautiful job of giving people tours, and I aspire to be Vern one day.
Oh, my. Diamond, it's so fun to hear you talk with such, you know, you're so happy about, you know, people seeing your stuff. And we are talking with Diamond Nispel, and her painting exhibit, Wild Whimsy of the Northwoods, is currently hanging at the McCroskey Art Center in Grand Rapids. And we understand that you paint every day. Has that become sort of a meditation for you? What does that mean for you?
Yeah, it is. And, you know, some days I miss it, but most of the time I try to get in more, and I always do more the next day if I missed it. I realized that it totally is meditation. I kind of get really crabby when I don't get to paint enough, which I think that means I found my groove in my art life, that I can feel that way. But it's super meditative. I spend lots of time doing it, and it's really wild how you don't think you're really doing much. Sometimes I'll be holding the brush and I'll be painting on a leaf for maybe the fourth time, adding detail to the small leaf, or it's been 10 minutes and I'm like, I'm still working on this tiny leaf. But then something will just pop into my head if I stop focusing on being worried about it. These new conclusions about life and like, oh, wow, that's what this meant when it happened 6 years ago. Oh, this is how I can grow from that one thing. Oh, this is what I'm going to do tomorrow at my workplace when I'm dealing with this situation. Those things happen in my brain without me meaning them to when I'm painting. And it's so cool. It's crazy. And I'm guessing, and I know that from what I've read about meditation, that that's similar, because I kind of let my brain go. But when I meditated, it feels a little different. So I don't know. It's meditative in its own really special way. I mean, I used to ride motorcycle. It reminds me of riding motorcycles.
So how can people get a hold of you if they're interested in your paintings?
Great question. So I have a website. It's called diamondrareavie.com, which is like rare bird in Latin on the end of the word diamond. I'm also on Facebook and Instagram. And a quick Google of Diamond Nispel art will pop up my website as well. So super, super stoked to have people take part. It's really fun. I did get a couple of messages after the show. And so I was excited that my website was easily findable. And at the same time, it's a good way to see all of my work. So if you're interested, that's where you should go check it out at.
So one more quick question. What are you painting today?
Well, right now I'm getting back into the commissions that got set aside for a few months as I was finishing up my show. But I'm also, so there's three pieces on my easel. I often work on many at a time. There's a beautiful cat with a rainbow effect window behind it. There's a really sweet German Shepherd dog. And then there's a painted turtle with a butterfly landing on its snout. So it's a good diverse, it's a good diverse amount of fauna there.
All right. That is Diamond Nispel. You can see her work in person at the McCroskey Art Center in Grand Rapids, and you can also see it virtually at McCroskeyArtCenter.org. Diamond, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much for talking to me, you guys. It's always a pleasure.
All right. Same. Area Voices is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.
You're listening to Northern Community Radio, KEXE Grand Rapids, and KBXE Bagley Bemidji.